The United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what... Call any...
Friends of Terry Anderson.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely. And they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, a roadmap for equal... Go to stopthefTAA.org, then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of L.A.'s 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
Are you shocked that 20 million illegal aliens have invaded our country? That 60% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit? And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org before it's too late.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Okay, for the second week in a row, let me get this straight. Somebody help me. She came to this country, my country, illegally in 1997. She was deported back to her native Mexico shortly thereafter. But she returned illegally again and went to Illinois this time in the year 2000, where she deprived an American citizen of a job cleaning planes at O'Hare International Airport. Now, she was arrested in 2002 and was later convicted of working with a false Social Security number. You do that and see if they don't build a brand new jail just for you or put you under an existing jail. But this is what she did. She used a false Social Security number. She was ordered to surrender for deportation August of that year, and she proceeded to get in the wind. She was gone, faded, hung on a limb. She was out of there, folks. Gone, never to be seen again, we thought. But no, she didn't just sink into the woodwork or go about her business like so many other illegal aliens do. No! On August the 15th, 2006, she entered a storefront church in Chicago claiming sanctuary and went public, likening herself to the icon Rosa Parks. I mean, come on! That's like me saying, look, I'm Billy D. Williams. I'm Denzel Washington. No, you cannot liken yourself to an icon unless you are an icon. And she was not an icon. She was fighting for illegal aliens' alleged rights and for the illegal alien-born jackpot babies. This is what her claim to fame is. She flipped the finger to the citizens of America and to ICE itself and basically said, quote, if you want me, come get me. That's what she was saying. If you want me, come get me. And they didn't do it. For a year, from August to August, she sat there clinging to her sanctuary while exploiting her little 8-year-old illegitimate bastard son. She sent this kid all over the country. She even sent him to Mexico as a symbol of her lawless ways. Well, this week, she got tired of just flipping the finger to the American people and to ICE and decided to poke a thumb right in our eye. She figures, I can get away with the middle finger. Let me just stick this thumb right in her eye. Nobody's going to say anything. They haven't said anything so far. So she left Chicago for Los Angeles to give press conferences here and across the country, culminating in Washington, D.C. Well, a funny thing happened on the way to glory. Though most of us would have gone and snatched this broad right out of that nickel and dime storefront church a year ago, ICE, not wanting to make any waves, laid in the cut. And I mean they laid in the cut. They didn't say nothing. Not a word. They sat there. Didn't give any press conferences. People said, when are you going to go get her? Didn't say a word. Nothing. At about 2:15 today, they served up justice cold. That's the best way for justice, folks. Cold. After coming out of Our Lady of Queen of Angels Church on Alvera Street, downtown Los Angeles, an unmarked car stopped the van that the outlaw, Elvira Arellano, was riding in. Several other unmarked cars also surrounded the van. Agents piled out of vehicles screaming for her to get out of the van. Get out! Get out now! I wish I'd have been there and had a tape of it. I'd run it every day on YouTube. The jig was up, folks. The jig was over. The outlaw Arellano said to everyone in the van, listen to this, quote, calm down, don't have any fear, they can't hurt me, unquote. Of which no one had any interest in hurting this broad. Nobody wanted to hurt her. Nobody did. All they wanted to do was just bring her to justice. Justice, that's it. That's all they wanted.
At that time, the outlaw Ariano turned to the ICE agents about to arrest her and said, quote, "You're going to have to give me a minute with my son," in Spanish, through an interpreter. Which ICE agents did. They gave her a moment with her son, and then they whisked her off to the federal lockup downtown. This would be a red-letter day in the history of America, folks, the day justice was served. There are celebrations taking place all across this country as we speak. Not to harm this woman. Nobody wants harm to come to her. Not because separating this mother from her child. We're not celebrating that. The celebrations are for justice and lawfulness, and because this woman is a symbol of the lawless America that is becoming all too common. She dared to break our laws and then threaten us with lawless activism using her 8-year-old, illegitimate, bastard jackpot baby son as a prop. This was the prop she was going to use. She held this kid up everywhere she went. And whatever happens to her, it's not going to be good. She enlisted zero sympathy with the American people. And all she did was to inflame us and make us angry. Whatever happens to the outlaw Ariano, she brought upon herself by coming here at least twice illegally. She did this. We didn't do it. She did it to herself. Whatever happens to her 8-year-old brat who is sent to the media and parrots every lawless word from his lawless mother's mouth is on her head and her conscience because she put him up to it in the first place. She put him in that position. America had nothing to do with this woman or her child or her problems. We didn't have sex with her. We didn't get her pregnant. We didn't send for her. And we did not help her to invade our country. She did this on her own volition. These were all conscious decisions made by her, and she must reap the consequences. Now, what do I hope happens? I don't want her deported. No. I want her prosecuted and stretched. I want them to give this broad 5 to 10 years. That's what I want. I'll settle for 5 because she has flaunted the law of the United States. She is a felon by returning to the country once she was deported. When you make that return, you are prosecutable on a felony level. I want her prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And this little brat, her kid, put him in a workhouse somewhere. Put him in an orphanage where they serve him gruel or porridge 3 times a day with lumps in it and skim milk you can see through. Let him understand that his mother put him in this position. I don't want him persecuted, but I want him to understand that you are now in a position that your mama put you in. Now, if you can find somebody to adopt the kid, fine. Or some house to put him in, you know, what do they call it, foster care? I don't care. But don't let it cost us anything. She is responsible for her deeds, and we should be responsible for her punishment. No rehabilitation here. Punishment. And the day this broad is released from jail, I want her deported on the first thing smoking. And if she comes back, we're going to give her 10 years. And if she comes back, we're going to give her 20 years. She is now going to be a felon. And even when that kid turns 18, he can't bring his mama in here because she's going to be a criminal. And that's the way it is. She made it. We're going to deal with it. She brought it on. We're going to have the last word. We as Americans have the right to say who comes to our country and when and for how long. And until she learns that and the rest of the illegal aliens learn it, we're going to be in trouble. But we have awakened and we will prevail. That I promise you. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remage, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about the office of Los Angeles County Sheriff. Sheriff Baca first won his job in election against the dead man. He has since been reelected in a system that greatly favors those already in office. No living sheriff has ever lost an election in 75 years. All of the voters in Los Angeles County are eligible to vote for sheriff, although the sheriff's department only provides law enforcement to about 30% of the county's residents. Sheriff Baca is not accountable to any review board or oversight body, and there are no term limits for his job. Since Sheriff Baca is in elected office, he is free to solicit campaign contributions from people and companies doing business in Los Angeles County, as well as from the men and women who work for him who are seeking promotion. Is the sheriff doing a good job despite being accountable to no one except campaign donors? Only 20% of the 8,000 deputy sheriffs working in the sheriff's department thought that the sheriff was a good manager. Perhaps it's time for a sheriff who is accountable to no one to pay more attention to public safety and to the 13,000 employees in the sheriff's department. I'm Steve Remage. Drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. We're not talking about no migrants, no immigrants. This is the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. And let me give you the statement from ICE. This is the official statement from ICE on the arrest. In a statement released Sunday night, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said that its officers in the Los Angeles today arrested criminal alien and immigration fugitive Elvira Arellano. Arellano, who was taken into custody without incident, is being processed for removal to Mexico based upon a deportation order originally issued by a federal immigration judge in 1997. Arresting and removing criminal aliens is one of ICE's top enforcement priorities, and the agency will continue to pursue these cases vigorously. Let me remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who can add to the sound of my voice. They can hear us live by going to our website, theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all those folks, KDON, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening, KFNX, 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. That number to call in is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. If I hear one more person tell me of the virtues of Rudy Giuliani, I am going to absolutely vomit. And I mean from both ends, folks. When asked how he could fix the illegal alien invasion of the United States, Giuliani said, quote, you've got to do it. You just got to do it. It's complicated, but it's not brain surgery. You've got to build a fence, build a technological fence, hire the Border Patrol, set up a border stat program to measure people coming over the border, and start doing it, end quote. He's all for building the 700-mile fence, he says, and he said he would like to bring all of his New York crime-fighting experience to the border. And then he talked about the current illegal alien population and said that he would deport criminal aliens, both, listen to this, both legal and illegal, and he said that would total about 300,000 people. Legal and illegal criminal aliens, about 300,000. That total really strikes me when ICE tells us that there are 600,000 just illegal alien criminal aliens. I don't know where he gets his figure from, but that's neither here nor there. And then he talked about the 20 million illegal aliens already in the country. He said he would give them a, quote, pathway to citizenship, unquote, which is a synonym for amnesty, after a waiting period if they register and learn English. I don't get it. I mean, come on. They have to register, they have to wait a little while and learn English, and then he's going to let them have a pathway to citizenship. That's outrageous. That is the same yip-yap that we've been hearing from King George Bush all this time. And it should be enough to keep any intelligent, lawful American from voting for this maroon. We were promised, and I know what a promise means to me. We were promised by Reagan, by Simpson, by Mazzoli, and yes, even Teddy Kennedy, that the 1986 amnesty would be a one-time deal. It was a promise, and Giuliani is already trying to break that promise before he is even in office. That is out-blanking-rageous. Rudy Giuliani, I got zero respect for you. You are no conservative. You suck. You've been married about 15 times to women that probably suck too. You are horrible, but worse than that, you're the most horriblest clown of the week. Lord have mercy, this is outrageous. Totally, totally, totally outrageous. And these people are running around here telling me, oh, he's my guy. I'm all for Giuliani. He's the only one that can beat Hillary. Okay, he beats Hillary, then what you got? Something almost as bad or maybe worse, if that is possible. Let's get to the phones, folks. Let's get right to the phones. We got no guests tonight. We can talk tonight. My buddy D.A. King on right here calling from Atlanta, Georgia. D.A., what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, hey, buddy. I'm so glad to hear you again. I haven't been staying up late on Sundays lately. You sound great.
Appreciate it.
Listen, I appreciate the time. I wanted to let your listeners know about a new effort myself and my dear friend Fred Elbel in Denver are starting. It's called Americans for Sovereignty. That's AmericanSov, SOV.org, and our ambition is to try and educate not just the American people, but the American politicians on this Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, the North American community, and the real reason that the President of the United States has refused to secure our borders.
Sounds good to me.
Well, I hope people will take a look at our website. We're very proud of it. We've incorporated, and we're going to try real hard to educate people. It's AmericanSOV, AmericanSOV.org, and I'm sure that my friend Fred Elbel is working on the website even as we speak. But we're ready to go, and I hope people will take a look and pass it on.
Fred Elbel is one of the webmasters of all time, folks. What a guy. Hard-working guy.
Fred works very, very hard.
He does. Well, we appreciate the information, D.A. Keep that good work you got going down in Atlanta, buddy. It's, you know, we are starting to see things change. You know, we've been peeing in the ocean for a long time, but guess what? The tide is rising, finally.
Illegal aliens are leaving Georgia for more hospitable states, Terry. You think that will work on a national level?
I think that enforcement and the threat of enforcement works.
Enforcement definitely works.
Absolutely.
Terry, you do a great job. I appreciate the time. Come see us, okay?
All right, buddy. Take care. All right, let's go to Robert calling from Warren, Ohio. Robert, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good, buddy. How about yourself?
Good. I called you about maybe 6 months ago, and I've been out of town. I live in L.A., but I've been out of town. And I was the one, when I called you 6 months ago, I told you that I'd lost my job after 18 years.
I remember that.
Okay. Well, I can give you a little more detail. I was afraid to speak too much because the case was on appeal, but I lost the appeal. And I want to tell you, I'm afraid to really give you the details of where it was because these clowns may try to sue me because I don't trust the courts on this issue. Basically, the ugliest Mexican bride you would never want to see
there isn't any
overheard me make a comment about the march they had in those cities
having a
down in L.A.
Of,
right.
And she was like, she wasn't even present.
About,
she was in another room.
Which could be.
And she makes a complaint, cries and says she's scared of me. And she gets a couple of handkerchief-head Negroes to be her witnesses. We go before a politically correct board of trustees, and they fire me after 18 years.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is, and it's real bad. I mean, these people...
That is outrageous. And you make, just because you make a comment, you voice your own opinion on something as an American, and you lose your job. This is outrageous. Outrageous!
Yeah, the kicker is that there was a Hispanic man in the room who heard me say what I said, and he was a witness for me. He said, look, the man has a right to speak his mind.
And he wasn't offended.
He was not offended.
Mm-hmm.
And he witnessed for me that that wasn't good enough.
Robert, I wish you could see some of the hate mail I get, and some of it I read, some of it I don't. Most of it I just dismiss. Some of the people that write me frequently, I got their stuff all set to go straight to the toilet without ever my eyes seeing it. But you know what? I get this hatred mail from these people. And, you know, anybody who's against us, they have the right to be against us, as this woman on your job obviously was. But to take offense, I don't take offense at anything these people say to me, but what gets me is they get so offended when we speak our mind and just give our opinion. They get so offended when we go to the streets in March. Nobody attacked them when there was a half a million of them in the streets. And you know the funny thing about it? We're in the right. They're illegal. We're lawful. But guess what? I remember the 187 bumper stickers back in 94.
Right.
Yes on 187 bumper stickers got you a brick through your windshield. No on 187 bumper stickers were everywhere. Now, why don't we have a right? Why don't we have a right to have our side and our opinion? It's like the homosexual issue. If you say one word against a homosexual, they bring out all kind of names. They talk about tolerance. They got no tolerance for anybody else. These people on the other side of this immigration issue have zero tolerance for our opinions. That is not the American way, and you got fired by a bunch of rotten people who do not practice what this country was about.
I mean, I had 18 years, I was a good employee, and this was enough to burn me. And it affected my life in a really bad way. And the smear campaign won't stop. I mean, I'm trying to get another job, and I'm going to have to, you know, explain what happened. And it's pretty hard in this politically correct environment. And, I mean, this broad was so ugly, she'd break a mirror.
Yeah, I've seen the type. I know the type.
And yet,
Mama got to hang a pork chop around her neck so the dog will play with her. I know the ones you're talking about.
Yeah, tattoos and all.
Yeah.
And this thing got these black people to side with her. And these
that's a racial thing there. See,
it is.
You're white. She's brown, they're black, so they got to side with her because that's their sister in the struggle, as they say.
I think what it is, Terry, I think this is their way, these two Negroes who testified against me, I think it was their way of getting back at Whitey.
That's all it is. What do you think the Congressional Black Caucus is all about? Everything they do when they vote for illegal aliens, that's to get back at Whitey. That's all that is. And you know what gets me about it, Robert, what angers me about it, and I got to go, buddy, but what angers me about it is, if you bring me a white slave owner, I'll help everybody that I know lynch him. You know what I mean? But there are no white slave owners left. There are descendants of the white slave owners. And while we want to lynch that white slave owner, we also have to go find those black people who sold those slaves to the slavers, and we got to lynch them too. But I never hear about them. You know, slavery was a horrible thing, and it went through my family also. And I hate the thought of it. I hate my ancestors had to go through it. But you know what? We got to get past it now and stop blaming people that had nothing to do with it, and all they are is the descendants from it.
Well, I think I'll just add this real quick and let you go. We had a white arbitrator who heard my case, and I had actually two Hispanic witnesses in my favor. And even with that was not enough. It was guilt on that arbitrator's part. It was guilt and political correctness on the board's part, and here I am suffering for a political view.
Unbelievable.
And the ACLU wouldn't help me, by the way.
I called them. I'm sure
they
weren't
interested.
They're for civil rights as long as they agree with them. Robert, thanks for the call, and good luck. Stay in touch, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
We wish you the best. Take care.
Thanks, sir.
All right.
Bye.
You know, folks, this is outrageous. It really is, and I don't understand how this happens in our country. We allow it to happen. We allow it to happen. And it's all because of our silence. It's all because we don't say anything. It's all because we sit back and do nothing. When we did something about that Senate bill, guess what? We got action. We have to complain. Listen to what Robert just said. This could happen to any of us because you say something against some march that happened in the street. What's that about that you can't say what you want? The Ku Klux Klan, as rotten and detestable as they are, have a right to march and a right to say those detestable things. That's what this country's about. Do I hate it? Yes. Will I counter-protest them? Yes. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm also going to fight for their right to say it. Because if they take away their right, they're going to take away mine.
And kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines.
They were talking about having a hunger strike. He said they ought to starve themselves to death. I agree with them. If you're having a hunger strike, that's what you're threatening, that you will starve yourself for your beliefs. Well, get on with it. Don't make no speech about it. Just do it. Don't sit here and talk about, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Do it. Prove to me that you mean it that much and you believe that much in what you say. And then I will believe you, not a day before. Yeah, Michael Savage is under the gun right now, and I hope somebody defends him. But you know what? We got to fight this thing for ourselves. Let's go to our buddy now, Mr. Sabeda, Racist Deluxe, and see what he has to say. Let's see what he thinks about you as an American, what he thinks you should do, what he thinks about your rights to be in this country. This is courtesy of CCIR. Every week I play it, and there's always somebody who hasn't heard it. This is absolutely unbelievable racism in its best, worst form.
I was Dave Savada, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here. And we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant LA, the few of you who remain, that we are the majority and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock! Pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists.
die. Since they have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
This is Aslan. This is Mexico. There are pilgrims.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Payment until 2009. You will not find a lower price anywhere. In fact, we will beat any advertised comparable insulation price or your floors are free. So call us now and have it all. Call
870-KRLA. Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of LA's 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States. And I have a message for a Mr. Arturo Enriquez. I just want him to know, if he doesn't know where his mother is, I saw her the other day. She's a $2.50 whore in Tijuana, Mexico. And the reason why I know that, because I saw her on the Guinness Book of Records for the most $2.50 tricks turned in a 24-hour period down in Tijuana. Your mama, Arturo, is a whore and a slut. Now that we've got that out the way, let's get to the show. Let's go to Ron, calling from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, this is just a beginning. We need to catch more, and we need to either imprison or deport more people like Elvira, especially the criminal ones, like the people from in Peru, the ones who did it in Virginia Beach, Virginia, especially the criminal ones. It's time ICE had stepped up, and it's time to stop these sanctuary cities and to get cities,
absolutely,
and get cities in like Hazleton and other cities. And here's an another issue on the SPP thing. Americans better start calling their representatives again, because the trucks are going to start coming in, and the trucks are going to have a different standard than American trucks, because the EPA could care less about American trucks. Because you know why? Al Gore must say the Mexican trucks don't have to obey it because they have carbon offsets, because they pollute a lot more, and an American truck, an American trucking company, would be put in jail for what they pollute on one truck.
All right, Ron. Thanks for the call,
thanks,
buddy.
Kerry.
Good stuff. Let's go to Owen, calling from Cookeville, Tennessee. Owen, what do you hear? What do you say?
It's a great day in America when Elvira Arellano was deported.
Absolutely. They had a picture they had on Spanish language news here in L.A., Owen, of her little brat sitting on the curb, kind of like, oh, he's left behind. Well, she did it. Everything that happens to her and that child, she did it.
The child is welcome to go back with her to
absolutely
Mexico.
Absolutely. Or he is now considered an American citizen. Fine. Find somewhere to leave him. But baby, you got to go. You got to go. We're going to get you out of here. But I want her in jail first, Owen. I want her to do some time.
Amen. I want to talk about Tom Tancredo being in Newark, New Jersey tomorrow. Tom Tancredo is going to be on the steps of Newark City Hall, 920 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey, between 12:30 and 1:30, to talk about the slaughter of three wonderful young people by illegal aliens in New Jersey due to that sanctuary policy in Newark. And I think we're now, Terry, up to about six murderers that are illegal aliens that have brutally slaughtered these young people. And I think Tom Tancredo is to be commended to be out, being out front on this issue.
Absolutely. I hope some other congressmen show up there with him, too. This is an important deal. And, Owen, if you heard what I said a minute ago about Arturo Enriquez, I had to jab at him a little bit, tell him about his whore mother. The reason is because here's a guy that sent me two emails. They're on our webpage, folks, TerryAndersonShow.com. Go look at them. The first email said, four dead niggers, good family equals good family values, ha, 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 ha. And then he says, the second email said, jobs Americans won't do, lynchings Mexicans will do them. And then he sends me a picture of three black men being lynched. And then he keeps sending me these emails. Well, I got them now where I don't get them anymore. But my whole thing is, here's a racist Hispanic who uses the N-word, or the nigger word, however you want to put it on radio, who uses this word freely and says that he believes blacks should be lynched by Mexicans. Now, I know all Hispanics and all Mexicans and Cubans and Puerto Ricans and Central Americans don't feel that way. But this guy does, and he needs to be outed for it. And anybody that would say, I would never use that type of language about any people in the world. I don't harbor any ill feelings toward even illegal aliens. I just want them to leave. I don't want them hurt. I don't want them lynched. I just want them to leave, and I don't want any of them with a hangnail. But here's how racist some of these people are. And I have found that these newly arrived people, these immigrants and these illegal aliens in our country, are some of the most racist people America has ever accepted into its nation.
Well, the MS-13 members that are responsible for this are the most violent gang members anywhere, from what one reads about their history. If anyone wants to read about the Tancredo press conference, go to TancredoBlog.com, TancredoBlog.com. It's got the info. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Owen. If you folks are going to be anywhere in the vicinity of the Newark City Hall, try to make that 12:30 Eastern Time right there on the steps. Tom will be there. It's going to be a good deal. Let's go to Jerry. Call him from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I'll tell you, if ICE doesn't arrest this lady and put her in jail.
Well, she's in jail. They got her.
They did.
They arrested her today. Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
Got her.
All right. Well, let me say this, folks. You folks out there who believe in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, it starts out, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. and so forth and so forth and so forth. Folks, over the weekend, or maybe it was Friday, we have Candison Miller, a 10th District of Michigan, a Republican lady.
Candace said, Miller, yes, I did hear with boy. What a dame, huh?
Well, you know what I did? As soon as I got off watching her on Lou Dobbs, I called her office. I left three messages. And I told her, I said, go ahead and go with it. I'm going to get my
time. Tell the folks what she said, Jerry.
Well, what she said was that unless you're here legally or unless you're a citizen, you don't have any rights at all. And if they count you in the census like they did last census, that's how we got our congressional districts all messed up, because they did count the illegal aliens in the last one.
Yeah, Pennsylvania lost one. I think Michigan lost one. I know Indiana lost one. They lost seats because we've got more illegal aliens in California, therefore we have more people, and we ended up getting some of their representatives here because we had a total more people than they had, whereas there's more Americans in Pennsylvania, Indiana, and Michigan, but that doesn't count. We count everybody. Illegal aliens should not be counted in the census, ever.
That's right. Now, look, folks, we got CNN, we got C-SPAN, we got Lou Dobbs, we got C-SPAN 2, we got all these different other outfits who are beginning to talk like you and I and like Terry. You folks I talked to this week, all the different Americans I talked to out there this week up in Victorville, if you like what Terry said, get out and support him. Now look, folks, this will probably come down to bloodshed if we don't get things turned around. I hope not. But this country has to turn it around, and the only ones can do it is you and I. And secondly, for you folks out in California, starting the 20th, which is, I think, today, but it'll be Monday, they go into the session up here in Sacramento, outlawing how many rounds you can buy a month for your weapons. Folks, that's not good. Call your congressman and your senator up there and your representative, and tell them you want in the state capitol. Tell them you want that bill 362 or 663, the one that says you can only have 50 rounds for your weapons a month. You want that banned.
Gotta go, Jerry. Thanks for the call.
God bless, bud.
Got an announcement, folks. I will be sitting in for Roger Hitchcock this Wednesday, August 22nd. That's from 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific time on COGO 600 a.m. in San Diego. I have the whole show for 3 hours, folks. We're going to do immigration, and maybe some other stuff if we get time. Got some big-name guests that will be on with us. You can hear us here live in Los Angeles, 600 COGO, 600 AM. You can hear us live up to, I believe, it gets up around Santa Barbara and somewhere near the San Joaquin Valley and places. But you can hear us online. Just go to RogerHedgecock.com, and you'll be able to hear the show. But I will be doing it for 3 hours. I look forward to that. And call in, folks. Call in. You always complain about the lines are jammed here on our show. I have 3 hours, so they shouldn't be too jammed. Feel free to call in. Let's go to Elliot calling from Glendale, California. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, hi, Terry. Love your show. You know, the thing that people have to realize, it's life and death on this issue. There's only 2 days of the year that we can win, and that's the primary election and the general election. If we don't win this, it's like this is the end of America. It's not going to be the same country that we've always known. And when you look at all the candidates in both parties, and it has to be one of the two major parties, because the third parties just don't win. There's 18 candidates, but only three of them are with us. And, of course, those three are Tom Tancredo, Ron Paul, and Duncan Hunter. Unfortunately, not all three can win. But we have to do something about supporting who we think will be the one most likely to win and who can win the general election. And what I'd like to say, you know, since we're not the first state to vote, Iowa and New Hampshire go first, we might look to see who's going to do the best of those three and then all unite behind that one.
With all due respect, Elliot, these people are never going to do that. You have a great idea, and I agree with you. The problem is everybody's got their guy, and they're going to stick with him. They're going to go down in flames with their guy. The Paul people love him. The Tancredo people love him. The Hunter people love him. You got a great idea, but people are people, and they're going to stick to their guy to the bitter end.
And one thing about Ron Paul, though, he does have a lot of support outside the Republican Party. So of the three, I think he's probably the one that would do best in the general election, because he can get the independent voters,
well,
he can get the libertarians, he can get the American independents.
We'll see what happens. And, you know, Elliot makes a good point, folks. If everybody's favorite guy is one of those three and you guys get behind one of them, that guy's got a shot. You know what I mean? So that's what you're going to have to do. If you stick with him and don't, you know, don't bend a little bit, you're going to break. Elliot, thanks for the call, buddy.
Let's go to Barbara, calling from Orange County. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. It's great to talk with you. And, of course, today we've had wonderful news that Elvira fraud, felon, illegal alien criminal was arrested.
Outlaw. To help you,
absolutely,
the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Parker Pathways and Dr. Wynn Parker, and we have as our guest, his professor, Paul Conant. Paul, I would like you to explain to the audience, for starters, so that they can understand your thinking, the difference between fluorine and fluoride.
Oh, good. Good question. Yes. As a professor of chemistry, when I first got involved with this, and I was anxious to prove to my wife that this was not an issue, I thought that the citizens opposing fluoridation had confused fluorine with fluoride. Now, fluorine is the most active element in the periodic table. It's extremely reactive, reacts with every other element except two noble gases, even reacts with asbestos. And if we were putting that in the drinking water, my goodness, it would be terrible. However, we're not doing that. We're putting a compound derived from fluorine, any fluoride, sodium fluoride, calcium fluoride, silicon fluorides, more about that in a moment. And so when these dissolve in water, they produce the free fluoride ion. So I, as a naive chemist, back 11 years ago, my attitude was fluorine bad, but fluoride is benign, chemically, not very reactive. It's like comparing salt, sodium chloride, with chlorine gas, and everybody knows that chlorine gas is very reactive and used in World War I and so on. However, it turns out that whilst fluoride is not chemically reactive, it's extremely active biologically. It strikes at the very heart of biology. It combines with complex ions with many of the ions that we need in our bodies, like calcium and magnesium, manganese, and so on, many of the metal ions which work in enzymes, and it also complexes with toxic metals and gets them into places where they shouldn't go, like aluminium, getting it into the brain, lead into the bloodstream, and so on. And in addition to all of that, it also forms it forms a hydrogen bond, and the whole of biology functions around the making and breaking of hydrogen bonds.
Would you like to use the word ionic?
Yes, it's an ionic species, fluoride ion. Now, you were talking earlier on about low levels, and they make a big thing of that. They like to say that one part per million, that's the level we add fluoride ions to the water, is so teeny-weeny-weeny-weeny it couldn't hurt you. It's 1 cent in $10,000. It's 1 inch
right.
in 16 miles. Absolute nonsense. It's not small. Look at the level in mother's milk. Mm-hmm. The level in mother's milk is 0.004 parts per million. That means that when we add fluoride to the water, we're adding it at 250 times the level that nature put into mother's milk, what nature designed for the newborn baby. This in turn means that a bottle-fed baby is going to, and where the mother makes up the formula with tap water, is going to get 250 times more fluoride than nature intended. Now, nature is not stupid. If fluoride was necessary for anything, we would expect to find fluoride in mother's milk. The fact that it's not there probably tells us something else, that nature realized how nasty this species was biologically and deliberately kept it away from the newborn baby. Let me give you some science which suggests that that's not a wild idea, that nature deliberately kept it away from the newborn baby. We know now that fluoride accumulates in the pineal gland. We know that fluoride lowers the activity of the thyroid gland. We also have 40 animal studies which shows that fluoride damages the brain. We have now 18 human studies which shows that fluoride lowers IQ in children. And we also know that when a baby is born, its blood-brain barrier is not fully formed. So at that point, the fluoride has pretty good access to the brain. This is an absolutely ridiculous practice indeed, just taking that one effect alone. And we should remember that when this was started in 1945 and when it was endorsed by the U.S. Public Health Service in 1950, and every successive Surgeon General has waxed lyrical about its benefits ever since, they had no health studies. They had no health studies. Zilch, nada, none. The only studies that they had in 1950 when the U.S. Public Health Service was the fact that it was they felt it was some benefit to teeth, and they knew that it caused dental fluorosis in teeth, a mottling and discoloration of the enamel. They didn't even finish those trials, which began in 1945. And going back to another point you raised earlier as far as the Manhattan Project was in at the very beginning with the trials on fluoride. The second trial, but both of them started in 1945, was in Newburgh with the control city Kingston in New York. Every step of that trial was overseen by the chief toxicologist of the Manhattan Project, a gentleman called Harold Hodge, who went on to become the number one toxicologist promoting fluoridation in the United States. So the Manhattan Project was extremely interested in this. Now, if people want to pursue this connection to the Manhattan Project, and incidentally, to all the other industries that were producing fluoride as a byproduct and were scared stiff of lawsuits, not only from farmers who were being polluted by fluoride, their animals damaged, but also their own workers in their aluminium pot rooms and so on. The industry was very concerned about that in 1945. If you want to read about this, there's a wonderful book called The Fluoride Deception by Chris Bryson. And I interviewed Chris on videotape a couple of years ago. And if people go to our webpage, go down to fluorideaction.net, go down to the fourth item, online videos, yeah, they can work the fluoride deception.
Good. I think that would be a good reference, and I have something to say about that. We'll come back at the other end of the break with Professor Paul Conant, anti-fluoride activist.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, August 19, 2007. This is a live show. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And all the affiliates and the people that are streamed in your languages, you may also, even in responses to any emails I have, we'll make sure that these questions are answered, but make sure they're tunneled to Professor Conant. Paul, I want to I got a couple comments that I want to make. You mentioned, was it Kehoe?
Yeah, can I just make one really important announcement? I keep referring to our website as fluorideaction.net, which is correct. However, you have to spell fluoride correctly. It's F-L-U, think of flu, F-L-U-O-R-I-D-E, action.net. One word, fluoride action, F-L-U. Now, if you put F-L-O, you get another site called fluorideaction.net. This is being captured by some enterprising person who has put some fluoride material on this site, but also a lot of commercial items. And you go from one of the top fluoride sites in the world, bar none, to something quite inferior, and obviously some enterprising person is making money out of it. So fluorideaction.net, spelled F-L-U-O, and so on, fluoride. Now, I, before the break, I was just pointing out that if you go to that fluorideaction.net, spell it right.
No, that's important.
The fourth item down is called online videos, and there's eight videos, all of which I think are fascinating, but the eighth one is the fluoride deception, and that's a 28-minute interview I had with Chris Bryson.
Yeah, I'm very interested in your personal reaction to that interview.
Yeah, well, Chris is a marvelous guy. I mean, he spent 10 years writing this book, 100 pages of documentation. I mean, it's a thorough, thorough book indeed, and a really great book. And sociology professors have said that this is use this in classes because it is so meticulously researched. So a very, very impressive guy. But I think we've done a service here because you can get the gist, the thrust of this book in 28 minutes by watching this videotape, mm-hmm. very graphic account mm-hmm. of the things. And then if you have any questions about the documentation, then you can go to the paper. It's now out in paperback book, and it's a very, very good read. Mm-hmm. So I thoroughly, thoroughly recommend that. And
I totally agree with you for another reason. Just to go back on something that on Kehoe, you know, one of the things about that, you know, a lot of his data, because I remember a long time ago when I read some of the data, but I didn't realize how important it was at the time. This was a long, long time ago. But a lot of his data, here we are just between you and I talking on air, and the audience is hearing us, but I didn't think his data was up to snuff.
No. Well, first of all, you must you probably mentioned this, but let me underline this. Robert Kehoe was, in fact, with the Kettering Institute.
That's right. That's why.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. In Matthew.